Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
So the thing is, doing that means I'll never have to edit ever again.
That's
brilliant.
I get
to sit in me pair of
saucepans. Nobody knows what you're talking about now.
No. Sorry. We're trying out new gear, okay?
It's a new Brendan.
It's a new Brendan. It's an AI Brendan. Because we're spending a fortune on
AI it. Tyranny.
To have him here every week. And also he takes 20 weeks annual leave as well. Yeah, so we need something
else. We need someone for the other 20 weeks.
Now, having said that, mind in the AI now is Brian from Pixel Productions.
Yeah, just to see the AI is okay.
Just to make sure AI is
He's integrating the AI into our situation.
Now, so that's what we're trying. Brand new piece of kiss.
Brendan will only find out about this though when the podcast comes out. Because we told him we just didn't need him. We were trying a new piece of kit.
But do you know what, Ray?
It's a better way to tell him.
There used to be bands up and down the country, Ray. And then some fella said, I have a CD player. And he went off out there and he started DJing away.
Yeah.
And there hadn't been a band playing since. That's except true. For the Atlantic, who are up to their eyes. They're up to their eyes. They must be doing one gig a month now.
They're flying it.
Which does remind me, I was supposed to do a shout out, but I'll do it at the end. We'll save the shout out till the end, Ray. Yeah. Don't be panicking at all. I'll open up this white hat.
That was a mistake I made at the live show.
I did
a pile of shout outs at the start.
You came out the door with shout outs.
I'm so sorry. It should have all been at the end, but luckily I did it at the start because we had no time at the end.
For anyone who watched this, it's still available on YouTube. You can we keep the video for Patreon people.
Yeah.
But because that show was the show it was, we released it to everyone. So if you watched it, fair play to you. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for watching it.
It's on YouTube. Did you find that the listenership went down this week because it was on the tube?
No, it just seems to be the same.
But then the video has loads of watches.
I don't know. I didn't see how many. I haven't watched it myself yet.
Have you not?
No.
Now, this is one thing. Okay, we'll talk about this. And I don't mind talking about this because I'm not going to call anyone out or anything. It's not aimed at anyone.
Right.
We did the live show.
Vinny made a shite of the sound.
No.
All that man's good for is mic stands.
He had three great mic stands
Great mic stands.
I must hand it to him.
Yeah, we must talk about mic stands later in the show as well.
Is there?
No, I must talk to you about mic stands.
Oh, lovely. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I want to say to you.
Yeah.
We finished the live show and I was like, geez, what a show that was.
Yeah.
Everyone's buzzing. That is class.
Yeah.
And then I had to edit it then.
Yeah.
And because the video wasn't live edited, I had to actually edit. So I watched through it maybe 6-7 times.
Right.
I never, ever think that we should ever record a podcast ever again.
Is it awful?
We're not funny. No one's... Because
you had to watch it to death.
By the time it came around to the 7th, I was like, ye are two useless sacks of shit. This is the worst. It's amazing the trajectory because... When I opened up the video, I sent you and Brendan the first minute.
And you said it was wild crack.
I was like, this is great, lads.
Great stuff,
this looks great. If you cut to me 5 days later, I swear I would have said, we should not be doing this. We're not able.
Good
this
job, you're not in charge of those decisions.
Well, it's a good job that I usually don't have to edit to that extent because you would hate yourself.
And now we have the new software that Brian McDermott has brought down. And we should mention as well, Ryan McDermott from now on will only be known by the symbol.
Pixel.
He's the artist formerly known as Brian McDermott. He is now Pixel.
Pixel. Yeah. He's like Prince.
Yeah, there's only one nerd. So if you meet Brian in a shop, Pixel, what's the crack?
For context, he's rebranding the whole Brian McDermott band.
So he was the Brian McDermott band. I know we give him an off bit of plugging, but he ceased the advertising a good bit back. So it was Brian McDermott, the band, featuring Brian McDermott.
With Brian McDermott.
With Brian McDermott on sound.
And his band.
And his band. And the van driven by Brian McDermott. But he has decided that's too much of a mouthful.
Yeah.
So it's just Pixel now. He's like a corporation.
What happened is we ruined it for him. That's what happened there now. And he was like, I can't take any more of this.
I wondered, Brian, just as a matter of interest, you can shout out yes or no. Has anyone ever said, are you Brian McDermott of the Brian McDermott band?
Luke Devaney.
Once, that's enough. Yeah. I'm happy.
Never again,
That's when he decided to change it to Pixel. What were we talking about? You hating
show.
Yourself.
Yeah, no, I hated the live show for a finish. So I hope anyone else out there enjoyed it because he only had to watch it once.
Yeah,
thank the Lord above.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Episode 277.
And it's Pancake Tuesday.
A Shrove Tuesday, as they would say in the Catholic Church.
What does that mean?
It's when the Shroves are taken out and given praise for.
Number one, there are two things. Number one, I don't know what a Shrove is.
Me neither.
And number two, is it not that the Lord Jesus himself before Lent said, if I'm going to tip off in there for 40 days,
he went in a mad
Mary
bender.
Herself better have a lump of an old bit of syrup and an old pancake and maybe a bit of Nutella ready for me going in. Isn't that not what Pancake Tuesday
that's
means?
What it is. Yeah, it's to get rid of all the nice stuff in the house for 40 days of penance.
Because isn't it always before Lent.
Brian, could you look up the meaning of shrove if you have a minute? Sorry, now to be pigeonholing you. Now, do you know something? Now, does the new tech look up things that we're stuck on?
Oh,
shit. This is where we're stuck now. If we don't have a Brendan.
We do have our own Google, though.
Yeah, but that'll take time.
But come here. Is Friday the pure old taste in Friday?
What?
Good Friday.
Good Friday's not this Friday.
I thought that Pancake Tuesday was
Pancake Tuesday is the start of Lent. And Lent goes for 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, and then it's Good Friday.
And then it's Holy Thursday, Good Friday.
Is tomorrow Hash Wednesday when boys go around? Is it? No, is tomorrow Ash Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. And then that's the start of Lent.
That's the start of Lent.
Yeah. So the Lord Jesus himself.
Well, you get the soot in your forehead.
Yeah. You get sussy.
You get soot in your forehead.
Let's get sussy. There's an awful lot of sussy women in town.
Shrovetide
is a big festival.
Big festival.
In California every year. Yeah. Like Burning Man. So what's Shrovetide?
You've only just given us more questions, Brian.
Brendan used to be class.
Brendan used to be, what?
No, that's all I have.
All right, never mind. We better move on there.
Anyway,
the
point is, the Lord himself, before he went in for Lent,
shroved out it.
Didn't he have a pancake himself?
He did.
So that's where Pancake Tuesday comes from. The other thing, I said to a friend of mine last week, he said, did you not hear all the crack that's going on?
With what? With Maura Higgins and Danny Dyer? Not Danny Dyer. Danny from Whatchacallit.
We have very different ideas of what news is. I was talking about the other big relationship, Trump and Zelensky. But if you want to talk about Danny Dyer.
We can do the two most important relationships at the moment in the media.
Okay, so the first one is
Trump and Zelensky.
Yeah, no, let's do Bucky Boo and Maura
Jones.
Maura and Danny.
Apparently they got very palsy-walsy up inside in the jungle.
So Danny has a wife.
Danny has a lovely wife.
So Danny already have a fanny.
What?
Danny have a fanny.
Danny
But then Danny is
very demeaning.
Danny is acting like he didn't have any.
Oh, I get where you're going with this. Is there some sort of a limerick you learned earlier?
No, I just made up that.
You just made that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you've two more lines and you have a limerick.
No, I can't come up with that.
So Danny had a fanny.
Danny had a fanny, pretended he didn't have any.
Pretended a fanny.
He went over to Maura's face and filled up her space.
So anyone that can complete that limerick and send it in to the podcast Instagram page.
And now it's known by Manny.
The best one of those, if you can send it in to us, we will give you a t-shirt.
There we go. Maura and Danny would. So come here, beyond that, he's a married gentleman, isn't he?
He's a married gentleman. And it's grainy old footage. And you'd wonder, were they just, I don't know, it looked like they were shifting, in fairness.
I saw a still of it on TikTok and they were shifting, weren't
they? Looked like they were shifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be
allegedly shifting.
Yeah, there was an alleged shift.
I can't imagine. Imagine being the wife waking up. And imagine
in
going
the
through this. So Danny's tipping out that evening or that afternoon. Best look out at the Brits. Fair play to you. Have a great time. Like, we've all done it. Me and you've both done it. We've left for things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, social things.
Not the Brits, though. Maybe.
Not the Brits, but it could be. You could be playing a Maves.
I could be heading out to Garvogue, maybe.
You could be
something.
Heading. Yeah. I could be going to work.
Yeah.
Good luck now, mind yourself. The last thing Laura and Nicola would expect would be to wake up the following morning to have all the media saying. Yeah. Did you know that Kendi shifted someone while he was below in Maves?
Ray shifted Mandy in HR down below in the fucking Department of Government.
We've no HR in our department.
But there's no Mandy either.
No Mandy.
No why? She was shifting all day, fired Mandy.
But you could imagine, it's a terrible, hurtful thing to wake up to. So, and then what do you do? You can't go out to the shop because they'll all be looking at you going, you poor thing.
Yeah, so that's the thing. This is playing out in real life, like this whole thing. But if it's true, was he not known as like the, oh my God, he's just like the biggest gentleman that ever
he would have been
in the history
known
of the world.
Yeah, but no more than Dave Grohl, fall from grace.
That's the thing.
Do you know?
But Dave Grohl's one was, he hid it, he brought it out.
The child was 17 when it came out.
Yeah. He hid it for 17 years.
No, I don't think that's true. I think it was a new baby.
Was
it? Maybe not.
I don't know. And then there's a gentleman who plays right back for Man City. His name is Kyle Walker.
Yeah.
He had a completely other family.
Yeah.
Complete other family. So it's mad the stuff that's going on.
It does be going on.
Like, if Maura Higgins is...
Higginsy, as we like to call her.
Who?
Maura Higginsy.
Yeah, I won't be calling her out now, only a dirty old... No, I won't, no.
She's single, so the big debate is now whether or not she has any...
No, she knows what she's doing.
You know, if you talk to single people, they'll say to you, it's none of my business.
Now, the other thing is, we've talked about this now for a number of minutes, which is amazing.
We're supposed to talk about it.
Because I don't care. When I saw that, like, the last thing I care about is Maura Higgins.
Is Danny's married life.
I don't care
of
those people.
I think that's enough talking about it.
And I also didn't care about Zelensky and Trump when they were shifting. Oh, no, they weren't shifting. Sorry.
They were arguing.
So they were arguing. So it was more like married rather than shifting. Anyway, okay. So here's the crack. I told a friend of mine last week, he said, do you not see all the crack? And I said, I no longer listen to news talk.
Mm-hmm.
So my last little avenue of knowing what's going on in the world got closed, right? By people, I just couldn't take the misery anymore.
Yeah.
Right? And I said, that's it, I'm done with listening to Anton. And then he said, but did you not see what happened with Trump and Zelensky? And I was like, I saw that they met on TikTok or something. And,
they didn't meet on TikTok.
No, they did. They met on Tinder. I meant to say that. No, and I was like, but I don't know the premise.
The outs of it,
anyway, it turns out Trump took him for an awful ride.
It was a bit of a shouting, a bit of shouting done.
Yeah, it was a bit mad.
I have to say, it was a very admirable bit of shouting. The two men shouted.
Yes.
No, not shouted. They raised their voices and they debated something. Trump was all about the whole... You know.
No, yeah, I'd like to hear your take on it to a certain extent.
No,
you can't give a political
take. I can give you my take.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, this is all sketchy. And I will get fellas like James Kelly, who will text me after this and he'll say, you have that wrong. Or someone else like James.
The great thing is to tell the world who those people are. That
I mightn't even be James, that actually. It might be someone else. But anyway, sorry, James. There's two schools of thought on Ukraine.
Yeah.
There is the school of thought that's kind of widely circulated in general, which is poor old Ukraine, they've got an awful doing. Mm. The Russians come in shooting and pillaging.
Blowing the place up.
The Russians are an awful shower and Ukraine are the injured party in this. And then there's another narrative, which is that the Donbass region, which is over on the east of the country, were... very much kind of a Russian-affiliated section. And they, when the whole government changed in 2014, when Zelensky came in, there was a little bit of kind of like, Jesus, we're Ukrainians
now.
You're Ukrainians now, and you're nothing else, and you can't be going to Russian churches, and you can't be doing this, that. Yep. And again, this is a very ignorant understanding.
I've learned
an awful lot of this from TikTok.
Yep.
But it's boys on TikTok that might have been like press representatives over in Ukraine.
Everything is always as it seems.
Not everything. So it looks to me... at this moment, my current belief is that the crowd in the Donbass from 2014 onwards were a little bit
put out,
and the Ukrainians were kind of going, do you know something now? You'll shut up about it. Yeah. That's what they said. That's it
you
now.
Shut up, buddy.
That's it now. There's no more of this Russia crack. We're Ukraine. We're our own thing.
Yeah.
And the Donbassians said, no thanks. I think we'd like to keep our links with our homeland.
Sounds very close to
close to home now, but it's not been put in that way in media mostly.
No.
And... because of the bit of persecution of the, you know, a bit like what happened up the in places, the Russians said, we don't like this. Now, the Irish, funny enough, in our situation, also said, we don't like the way things are going.
That's right.
But we hadn't the means to go in bombing.
Well, we did, like.
We thought about it.
Maybe said, one every 5 years.
Will we?
Yeah.
Will we go up and give them a run for their money? And then the government said no.
Yeah.
But in Donbass, I believe, Russia came in support of the people who wanted that link. And again, I could be totally wrong.
No, that's okay. And the thing is, even if you're totally wrong, that's okay. The whole thing is that it's not as straightforward as
It's not black and white.
No,
it's not. Zelensky's over looking to keep things ticking over. But you would wonder, would Trump be kind of half right and kind of going, no, lads, let's just stop bombing everyone. And let's just stop killing everyone. Yeah. And let's try and find some sort of, it won't, a compromise that won't suit everyone, but it'll suit most people.
Well,
most
actually, mostly
it'll suit the states.
Yeah, the skepticism is the fact that he's going, I'll have this stopped in no time.
Yeah.
Give me everything
all
you have.
All the minerals.
Give me everything you have.
But see, in fairness, 350 billion euros or 69 billion euros worth of.
So the thing is, why are we doing all this? It's all economics, really.
Yeah, it's all money.
To a certain extent.
Business.
And he's trying to make Europe look like a bunch of. So can I give you a scenario based on what I don't know about this?
Sure, I'd like to hear that.
To a certain extent. Let's say now that Trump says, I'm not with this Zelensky fella anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not into it at all, right? Yeah. And he goes off his pals with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Russian economy like nowadays?
It is grand.
What's it built on?
Oh, it is grand.
Like, but is it though?
No, well, in fairness, they've been very resilient because...
Has he a lot to offer Trump?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the whole thing is that, look, lads, we're better off getting on than pointing guns at each other. So the bigger thing here is America v. Russia, which way it was going under Biden because of Ukraine.
Yeah.
But I think for all our safety's sake, a friendly Russian and American presidents or leaders is better in the long run for us than the opposite.
Yeah, so, but again, I'm only playing devil's Kendi now.
Don't play away.
Or what you might call Kendi's advocate, okay? So, So
that's the episode name now.
What I'm saying is, like, the obviously there has to be something in it for Trump. We know how egotistical he is.
Oh, it's money.
It's money.
Oh, it's all money. If everybody gets on, peaceful times makes big pound.
Here's the thing. I don't know what Russia produce. And this is my scenario. What's the best way to explain? Let's say there's a woman going out with a fella.
Okay, I'm with you.
She's going out with this fella, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's another fella then saying, you want to get away from that fella altogether, right? So the woman in this instance is America.
Okay.
Okay. America is the woman.
Yeah, and
the
Ukraine
fella that
is...
America is going out with, it is Ukraine and Europe and all that side.
Okay.
Right?
And Russia's the other fella.
Russia's the other fella saying, get away from that fella. Right?
Yeah.
Waste time going out with
him.
Oh,
you've completely flipped this now and I'm going, hold on a second.
Now listen. I want you to listen now, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
So she's gone out with this fella and then all of a sudden she says, do you know what? You've been pestering me for a long time. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to run away from my fella.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go off with you.
Yeah.
And they hop into a convertible, old school convertible, the two of them.
Nice.
And they're giddy and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe we did this. We actually ran away together. Like.
Yeah.
And then the woman, America, says to the new fella,
yeah,
right, what can we do? So
yeah.
The new fella goes, sure I do. And she says, well, can we run away? So he goes, I have no money.
Right.
Does she then go, geez, I think I fucking, it was all beautiful before, but I think I backed the wrong horse here. I should have stayed with the other fella.
In not the other fella. Is there any? I think what's actually happened here is
get
the
another
woman,
fella involved.
No, the woman.
Let's get any other fella.
China.
Let's get them all. Well, actually, that was the other thing as well. Maybe she says to him, "What about that cousin of yours? Does he not have money? There's some young Jung fella.
Some young Jung.
And then he says, "Oh, he's mental. My family are mental.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, he might say that. Come here, listen. I'm just going to let you know my family are mental.
No, hold on. I think I have it here. So obviously, America, being the woman, was with Ukraine, being the fella.
Yeah.
The fella had money.
Yeah.
He had pounds.
Well, they just had a good relationship.
No. But the fella had serious pound in bank.
And good family.
And so
Europe.
Yeah,
EU,
Europe. Yeah, yeah.
As in, like, good family around him.
So
rich
what,
family.
I think what's happening here is that the woman, America, is saying to the new fella, Russia, right? That, look it, I'm going to be friendly with you. We're going to have crack. We're going to go for coffees. Yeah. It's going to be lovely, okay? But I'm going to still kind of stick in with the fella I was with.
Okay.
Because I need his money. And and he has really nice connections family-wise. And so we're going to try and, let's just try and work it that I am still hanging out with the fella Ukraine.
Yeah.
But I'm also riding you.
Yeah.
Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the side. But everybody's just friendly. But it's going to get rough.
Like, so when has Irish, that ever worked is what I
never
want to
worked.
Say.
Never
ever.
Okay, I understand.
If you said
now.
To Laura, listen, Laura, I'm going to stick around with you, but I'm actually going to say, right, this other one.
Hold on now, it's Laura.
Well. No, Laura's,
so Laura's
going to say
looking
to you,
at me.
Yeah.
He has money, but this other lad
it's all bar-
is way more exciting. And he's got land, loads of land.
Do you think you and that other fella are just going to go, yeah, this works. Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, but he's bigger than me. That's
so
the thing.
Russia's
bigger than me.
Yeah, but then you look like a bollocks.
I know. I look, but at the same time, I have Laura.
So you're calling Ukraine a bollocks?
No, Ukraine doesn't want to lose Laura.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're getting everything mixed up here now. Because Laura's class.
Where do I
America's class.
Yeah.
So America's class. Yeah. And Ukraine doesn't want to lose America.
Yeah.
So it's going to continue to pile in with America.
Yeah.
And the friends.
That's going to end badly.
It is good. You're right. So what you've done is you've simplified it way down, and you've foretold that this is all bad news for everybody. Yeah, back to Maura Higgins.
The moral of the story is, will you stick with the fella you have, Bjor's out there? Oh, Maura Higgins, yeah.
Do you think? No, you couldn't fit
do
it into
Maura Higgins. Do you think Maura Higgins now
is America? And Danny is Russia.
Yeah.
And Georgia is Ukraine.
No, Danny is America.
Okay.
Danny is America.
We'll leave that.
Maura is Russia.
Is Russia.
And the
and Georgia
the is
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Yeah. And he's saying, I think I'm going to move after you, Russia. And then, because the grass will be greener over your side.
Yeah.
And then he's going to realize he has to live in Longford.
Yeah.
And that's where it all goes wrong.
That's where it all goes wrong.
That's where it all turns on you. When
jeez,
you
know something, Mark? That was a really lovely loop you did there.
I can't wait for people to give out sting to us for getting...
all the things wrong.
Getting everything wrong.
We're not just a political podcast.
We're not political. And we don't
I can't
anything.
Be.
No, you're not allowed to be a political podcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't do a great leaving cert. No. I'm not very smart and I'm not going to be able... I'm not able for politics. And also, I listen to audiobooks.
Do you want to go with a couple of lighter things?
Oh, please.
Or had you any other items that you want to discuss?
I didn't even want to discuss that, to be honest, but we did. So, okay.
Apparently, it's cheaper to have sons. A study has recently shown, this is Brendan's bits, that he sent on. It's cheaper to have sons than daughters. Daughters are more expensive. You've now two of them. You've had no sons yet. At obviously, your brother has more cop on. He has three sons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what stage do they become more expensive?
I know they're more expensive as a project.
Yeah, so yeah. I can imagine that it's pretty even up until they get to like 13 and then the women become fucking expensive. Because like when I was 13-year-old, I headed out the door with Brill Cream and that was all I had.
Mm.
Do you know? Young ones head out the door.
Yeah, women are way more expensive.
Way more expensive.
Yeah. Gymnastics, way more expensive.
I cost my mother $350
Irish dancing, way more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Football doesn't cost away like it does. The boots do a little bit. Unless your kids are into golf, that's when it gets expensive. But Irish dancing and all that stuff, that costs a fortune.
Fortune.
And Nicola's adamant that our kids are going to be Irish dancing. You know that? She's adamant.
See, that's it. You're going to cost a fortune. So that was a little nice piece there. It just reminded me, and I know this is off topic, but we were talking about vans before we came on.
This is, I mean... Really? Are you going to talk about it?
We'll talk about a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously we've talked about this before on the podcast because I had an unfortunate incident. Was it last year?
Yeah, you had the really unfortunate... you bought a transporter.
I bought a Volkswagen transporter. It was an absolutely beautiful van.
And then you
van,
felt like...
And I drove it for 4 hours and I thought, no, bag shite.
You hated it, yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah, Volkswagen transporters. You've heard it here first.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it because I had come from a Renault... I have French brand, a Renault Traffic.
Now, the French do bags of shit, but very comfortable.
Very
bags
comfortable, and I'd be all about the comfort.
They do, though.
I don't care if it doesn't run, as long as I'm comfortable.
Nicola has a Megane, like, and everything, every electric around it is falling apart. Like, the car is so nice.
It's so nice to drive. You look so well in it.
It does, such a
it
cool
looks
car.
And feel, are, if you could monetize that, that's what the French
seriously,
do.
Seriously, Renaults are cool, like.
Yeah,
they're really cool. Yeah.
So on the van thing, I've been on a little journey since then. Bought the transporter. You obviously knew then and I subsequently sold it on. I actually texted the bloke that bought it off me a couple of months later. It's working great for him. He loves it.
That's good.
I just wanted to check in on him.
You told you about it broken in the 4 hours you drove it.
I stuck with the Traffic till now. And now for tax purposes, I'm thinking about investing in a new van.
Yeah, so that's what they call, anyone out there is wondering, it's called cognitive dissonance.
What do you mean? Is that what,
so
what,
it's
that
where
what?
You tell yourself something in your head to make something feasible.
No, because for the last 3 weeks...
Oh, it's for tax reasons I'm buying a brand new fucking van.
For the last 3 weeks, I was actually considering buying a second-hand van above an Offaly. Shout out to all the lads in Rahan. There was a second-hand van up there, 2008.
Yeah.
I didn't go for it in the end.
No.
But I was thinking logically, I need two vans.
Oh, yeah, that is logical.
Yeah,
until
Laura, because if I buy this little cheap, bigger van, then
you
I have.
You tie it to the back of the van you have as well.
Laura, anyway, very kindly stepped in and said, no, that's a bag shite. So then it made me think, well, maybe I do need to upgrade my own van because we are running out of space. We went to an Atlantic gig last Friday.
Yeah.
And we had difficulty getting the bits of gear in the back.
It was actually up to the back.
It was up to the back. So I might.
The Atlantic, big outfit. Probably the biggest outfit in Sligo.
We're probably doing people a disservice at the gigs by only bringing the smaller van.
Because the other thing is, well, I've seen the Pixel Bands van, the Brian McDermott Bands
van. It's a big van.
It's a big van. It's half empty. There's nothing in it. They don't bring
stuff. It's not the same show.
No, it's not.
No.
We have a van. There's stuff to the gills. Use every bit of it.
Absolutely.
Right down to the guitar pick.
They only bring half the drums.
They only bring half the drums. They only bring half the people as well. Do you know that? The rest of them are down in the Zoom call playing. Keith was playing guitar through a Zoom call. I thought it was a disgrace now.
Yeah. So anyway, so I started looking then at new vans and I'm currently in negotiations with a very local dealership, whom I'm going to introduce myself to tomorrow.
Whom I bought a car off a couple of years ago.
Who? Which you?
Yeah, I bought the same car
and
off.
And did you mention that you were the Kindy Rebel podcast?
No, so that's the thing, you see. We should be doing that a little bit more. It might not work, but
no,
I would be
work.
Mortified to have to go up and say...
Well, I'm going to try that tomorrow.
I can't wait
I'm
going to
say we have a small little podcast here in Sligo.
And a big band.
A big band with a small podcast. And people do listen to it. Yeah. And if I'm not going to give away the van or the dealership until we see, can we get a few pound off the price.
No.
But for tax purposes, I am seriously considering it. But it has raised a memory in my mind and I wanted to use the podcast to address this.
Go on.
I used to have a van.
Yeah.
Years and years ago.
So you've been longing for this for a long time. You keep telling me stories of your old Sprinter.
Not my old Sprinter. It was a Renault Master.
Oh, Master it was.
It was a 2005 Reg. It was an MO1150. Now you're going, why are you calling out the Reg plate?
Someone at home is going, Jamie, that's your van. You drove the shit out of it.
I'm asking now. Because I actually did a check on this. I have an emotional connection to this van.
And
I was sorry I lost it. I lost it at the end of the last Celtic Tiger. 2008, I had to sell it because I couldn't afford to keep it because no gigs, nothing happening.
No, nothing going on.
And the funny thing is, it feels very like 2007 at the moment.
It does with
me talking about buying a new van.
You just bought a house. You're out about buying a new van.
It's very 2007.
I would say it's very 2007 because in 2007, because I was 16-year-old, I had no money and no prospect of making it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you
look had now.
You could just pull money out of the fucking trees.
Yeah.
So, same thing over
same
again.
Thing. So I'm very worried that a recession is around the corner, because this is what happens when all of a sudden things are plentiful. You go, they won't be plentiful forever.
No.
But at least I've learned that.
Yeah.
So, back in the day, I had a beautiful Renault Master. She was a crew cab, white Renault Master crew cab.
You wouldn't do it now.
And she's 0.5. No, you wouldn't, because the VRT is skyrocketing. And I'll have to talk to the minister about that.
No, it is ridiculous.
But the 2005 MR Edge 1150. It's crew cab van. It's got two little black windows in it. I'm asking, if anyone has seen this van in their locality, will you please let the podcast know?
No.
I'd like to trace it. Yeah. I happen to do a little check in it. You can do a little motor check.
And is it still on the road?
It's not. It hasn't been NCT, CVRT'd since 2017.
Okay,
lying somewhere.
I don't want to break this to you, Ray.
You think it's gone?
No, it
hasn't been scrapped yet.
It's not scrapped.
Well, what's happened?
It's parked up in a lay-by.
It has, yeah.
And people use it as like a dogging.
Stop it.
So people are riding.
Stop.
No, sorry,
I couldn't.
No, because I found this out because I knew that you had an attachment to that.
My hope is that it's parked in a shed somewhere, like a barn find, and that I will be reunited with it because some kind listener to the podcast will go, I know that reg plate from somewhere, 05MO1150.
No, there is people who know that reg plate from somewhere, but it's bending over the back of it. Yeah, it's full of...
it's girls mostly that know. Yeah.
There's a lot of old kind of 50-year-old women who know.
Oh, no.
It's full of specimen, Ray, that van now. It is.
Even if it is, I can clean it.
It's no, if, it looks clean. It's white. Okay. Perfectly white. Head to toe.
If Andrew's Dickie, if anyone has seen my old van and could report it to me, I would love to talk to the owner of the van.
You just want to know it's okay. You don't want to buy it.
No, I'd buy it back. I'll not go for a new van.
What year
is
it?
If the old van was there, if the 05, it's a 20-year-old, it's nearly vintage tax. If I could find that crew cab van, I wouldn't bother my head with a new van.
You'd try,
I'd put it all back together and I'd make amends to it for years.
God, I'm telling you, that's getting filled up right now as we speak.
Anyway, that's a small little shout out for the podcast listeners. I don't hold
so
too
if you
much.
Go to that dogging spot, yeah, let us
yeah,
know.
Let us know. I have another couple of bits here now.
What?
And how are we for time? We're
that's
okay.
Bad. We have a few minutes.
Our sponsors,
yes,
Maves and the Garavogue, have purchased a new pub.
That is facts.
It's facts.
Are we allowed to say that's facts though? Yeah.
Well, I'll go as far as I'm going to go here now.
Okay,
you can kind of not colour any of this in.
I won't colour anything.
They've purchased a new pub. And if you were to name a new pub, we would like to take any suggestions.
Yeah.
So, the pub used to be called Fiddlers.
I'm sure. That's that thing.
One of the first suggestions I got was Diddlers.
Diddlers, yeah.
Call it Diddlers. Just keep the name. Knock the F off it. Couldn't do that.
Diddlers but Freak.
Yeah. But that's what we used to call the soccer game.
Yeah,
soccer team.
Kiddlers Freak.
Yeah, Kiddlers Freak. But if anyone would like to suggest any names for the new Fiddlers.
Yeah.
Because our wonderful sponsors have purchased it and they're going to continue the crack in it.
Yeah, so keep this in mind. One of their places is called Maves. The other one's called the Garavogue.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to.
Yeah.
Eileen's.
Margaret's.
Call down to Margaret's.
Bridget's. Yeah. Bridgie's Bar.
Bridgie's Bar.
Do you know something that's quite nice?
That's lovely. Call on into Bridgie's Bar.
Bridgie's
Bar. She has the Boxty on.
She has the Boxty. Bridgie's Boxty.
Bridgie's Boxty.
Ah, lads, we've figured it out.
This is it. It needs to be homely. How are you going? Bridgie has the croquettes on. Call in.
But someone has to be Bridgie. You'd have to hire a Bridgie.
Yeah, Bridgie has to be an old woman who waddles.
Yeah.
How are you? That's and Bridgie there
flat
now.
Flat out knitting in the corner.
How are you keeping? Where are you today, boys? Are you
just going out
here?
Getting turf.
Is that your Volvo outside? Lovely. That's it. That's what you... Is that your big Volvo truck? Yeah. What's a lovely York now?
Yeah.
There's a fella in town now. He bought a brand new van there the other day. But it's in shit. No, he used to have another York. It's used for talking out the road. But
if you can think of a name for Bridgie's Bar, you let us know. Yeah. Next up, I want to talk about Tradesmen. I have a list of things because we haven't recorded in 2 weeks, so I have a lot of things. Tradesmen. Have you ever had any experience with tradesmen?
No.
Plumbers,
so
electricians?
All I know is that when a tradesman walks into my house,
yes,
I end up the size of that can.
You're really small.
Because I agree, just end up going, I'd say it is a double rad,
Do you feel stupid even in the clothes you're wearing?
You feel ridiculous.
Yeah.
You feel ridiculous. So a tradesman comes in to look at you.
They're the manliest and womanliest of men.
To service your boiler and you're like, I think the gas extractor is, can I make you a cup of tea maybe?
Yeah.
That's all you could do.
You just feel shit because if you're not a tradesman, You just feel like the manliest of men come in. Because I had an experience with a tradesman coming into our house.
Go on.
Because the electrician, I'm not going to give his name out.
No.
But he landed in of a Monday morning to look at the house to see what needed to be done with the electrics. And he landed in with a young apprentice.
Yeah. Right?
I'll give John the wee shout out. okay. So he landed in anyway. And immediately I felt like I had inconvenienced him hugely. It's guilt.
That's what they do.
But I don't know. I felt guilty that he even had to be there.
All of them. So all tradesmen are preying on Irish built-in guilt.
Guilt, yeah.
So they come in and the first thing they do is go. So they go, where is this? And then they look at it and they go.
Oh, off.
They go.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to have to go down to Harrods
time for this.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a piece like that now in a long time.
See, our house is nearly 100 years old.
Yeah.
So it's an absolute nightmare for any tradesman that goes near it.
But just the fact that, like, what I'd love to say to these tradesmen that are hemming and hawing and coming in and out, like, sorry now about giving you work, like, would you be better off in the street?
No,
sorry about that now.
They're flat out busy. They haven't time for you.
But that's fucking load of bollocks.
It's the truth.
If we all said, you know what, you're too busy, we leave you alone then. You know what I mean?
No work, yeah.
You have no work then, like.
Yeah, true.
Sorry now about putting you out. There's a handyman. Oh. There's a difference between a handyman and a tradesman.
There is.
A handyman is far better.
They're less upset with the world.
He's a jack of all kendies.
He is.
He's
and loves the wee job.
He'll try any of them.
He will. Yeah.
So we have this handyman that comes to our house. The other day, right, what did he do when he landed about 2 weeks ago? He ended up fixing the door downstairs, a window upstairs, and he did something with the electrics box. And I was like, you know what? That's the boy now.
Yeah.
That's the boy now.
Yeah.
And he said, I couldn't finish. I'll come back tomorrow. And I said, why, for what? And he found something else wrong with a window upstairs.
Jesus.
And he was like, I found this. I'm going to fix that tomorrow as well.
That's great.
And I said, there's a boy now.
Yeah.
If I brought a fella in to be go.
Now, I have to say, in defense of the electrician when he landed, he was upset. But I found out afterwards that there was extenuating circumstances. He had just returned from a 3-week trip away. So he was obviously back on the job. It was pissing rain. It was cold.
Do you feel bad for him? Yeah. You have a 3-week holiday. That's not right now that he had to go. He had to work when he came back.
Yeah. And also.
Because I never understood that.
A couple hours later, I landed down with a cup of tea and a wee elite. And he was a much better humour because he realised that it wasn't as bad as the job as he initially thought it was.
But like, wouldn't it drive you sad? Like, mechanics are the worst. Like, I don't mind saying. Yeah. Mechanics are the worst. Sometimes you ring a mechanic, like, and you'd swear you rang him and said, how are you going? Is that Eileen, your wife? I'm going to ride her. That's why they fuck. That's the way they react.
You don't have to give names, but did you have an incident recently with a mechanic?
Yeah, but can I just say, I don't often praise him. I don't often.
No, but you have the dark and the shade here now. So
yeah,
or the light and the shade.
Yeah.
So obviously, give us the shade bit first when you went to the first lad.
So the shade is that.
Yeah.
I went to a mechanic one time, and the prick saw me coming. Right.
Big windows.
It's awful annoying.
Yeah.
He left me standing out and like nodding and looking at me, laughing with. And load of boys.
Yeah. Oh no.
And you know the more awkward that gets, the more you're just standing around.
But is this what happened recently? With
This happened years and
but
years.
But what about
and years
the one
ago.
That happened recently?
Oh, one that happened recently, and he might be right still because I haven't got the car back yet.
Okay. Yeah.
He told me my car was done.
So your car stopped working.
Car stopped working.
A bit.
Yeah.
He brought it into a reputable place.
Yeah. And he said that's for scrap. It's gone.
That's gone.
Sorry about that.
So you kind of got upset and chatted.
I was like, shit,
you?
My car is gone. No, I don't mind telling you, it's a 2018 car.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
I was like. Nice. That's mad.
Yeah, how could it be gone?
So then I got a second opinion, and that's why I was saying I don't often praise him.
Yeah.
Brendan sent me on to a mechanic who he like swore by.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to talk to someone normally on the phone.
That you don't feel like you're
you don't feel like
him
a bollocks.
To have sex with his wife.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't feel like I'm going, sorry, would you mind fixing my lovely car?
Yeah.
No. It's gone. That car is gone now.
Yeah.
So he said, oh yeah, Saka, you do need a new engine, like, but this is what they cost.
Mm.
And I was like, oh lovely, I'll just buy one of them.
Yeah.
It was the price of my car versus the price of the engine.
Yeah.
The price of the engine was about a 15th of the price of my car. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he was like, well, your car is either worth €500 or you can buy this engine and put it in. And I was like, oh, I want to do that then.
Yeah.
Your man told me it was gone. He was like, No. Mm. So hopefully, I haven't got it back yet, but hopefully that's what it is. But the problem is you could just believe these fellas.
I know.
They could just go, yeah.
You just have to try and get the right side of them by making them tea and giving them biscuits. And when you make them tea and give them biscuits, all of a sudden you get a different side to them and you can chat about old stories of old houses that they didn't enjoy doing. And they go, this isn't so bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like chatting, I think you have to, it's nearly like someone kicking someone out of a pub. If you're a bouncer, you can't be scared.
No.
You can't be going up to someone scared.
Oh, you saying that you can't be scared talking to the tradesman? Oh, yeah, you're
That's
right.
The problem.
No. Yeah.
You have to go, what are you on about? Yeah. You bollocks. Call them a bollocks. Anytime a tradesman walks into your house, call them a bollocks.
Yeah. You're nothing but a bollocks.
You're nothing but a bollocks, right?
Yeah. And start that way.
I'm not falling first.
Yeah, I'm not falling first.
Do you hear me?
Don't be telling me how much this is going to cost.
No. And don't be telling me.
Just tell me how glad you are to be here.
Yeah. And sorry that you had to go to Tenerife for 3 weeks. I feel bad for you.
It's Australia.
Yo, bollocks.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry. I had to go to Australia. Because that's the other thing I was going to say to you as well. Because this happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And it fucking annoys me. Sometimes, right? I might say to someone, will you do a gig for me there next Tuesday? Mm. You know? And they'll say, geez, I can't. I'm only getting back from Spain on Sunday. I'll be wrecked.
Yeah.
I'm like, but that's the point of the holidays, that you come back ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't. Jeez, it'll take me a few days now to get settled again.
Yeah.
Up the wall, it drives me.
Would you say that I would be the sort of fella that wouldn't be great saving money?
Spending it, you're brilliant.
Yeah, but saving it?
I don't think I've ever seen you save money.
Well.
Do you get worried when money's in your pocket?
Prepare to be shocked.
Go on.
Homebase here in Sligo and Homebase all around the world.
It closed down, thank God, yeah.
It hasn't closed yet.
No, has not.
Well, as of today, it was still open. Tomorrow, it's closed.
All right.
It's been taken over by a brand called Range.
Right.
I don't know much about them, but apparently they're marvellous.
It's all the Range.
It's all the Range. And Homebase was closing down, but they've been closing down for weeks.
Yeah.
If not months.
They were closed down 2 months ago. Yeah, but this is it out last year, right? But I'm going to close it. Yeah. You're not going to get these storage containers tomorrow. Yeah. You're not coming in. I'll leave it open for one more day. That's it then. I'm leaving it at that.
They've been closing it to try and get rid of all the stuff off the shelves. So they've been doing a gradual reduction in prices. So when you went in 2 months ago, things were a little bit reduced. You get 20% off what was an extortionate price to begin with.
Yeah.
So you were kind of going, that's a load of bollocks.
Yeah.
So lately, though, word around town started filtering that things were getting dicey down there. Yeah, 70% off job.
Jesus.
So myself and Laura, on foot of a tip-off from Rachel Kelly, tipped off into Homebase on Sunday. And in Homebase on Sunday, we noticed that the Faro and Bowl paints, are you familiar with Faro and Bowl? Some of those, I was never familiar with them, but apparently it's the greatest paint that ever was hit on a wall.
Right, okay.
Right? Faro Bowl is just top of the range. And there was loads of it left because it had just been reduced a day or two before.
Okay.
So me and Laura caught wind of this Faro and Bowl experience.
Yeah.
And we went down, I'm talking about €104 for a tin of 2.5 litres.
What?
Paint. €104.
What would 2.5 litres do? A wall?
It wouldn't even do a small room on its own. So it was reduced from 104 to 21.
Jesus.
Yeah. The whistle from Brian says it all there in the background. So €21. So me and Laura landed in. We got in the door of Homebase. The place is looking like a ghost town at this stage. There's tumbleweed and everything blown over. Everything else is gone. The paint was the last thing to be reduced.
Yeah.
Laura got caught talking, not caught, but she wanted to talk to people. She met someone she knew from school and she started talking to them. And I couldn't be dealing with this. I kept going because I knew that we needed to. And I rounded the corner of the paint aisle and I stood there and I realised I was not alone. Oh. There was a man from Dublin and his mot, as they call it in Dublin, also known as his partner.
A mot? They called him a mot?
Me ma. Yeah. So so the dub and his partner were there also in the same boat as myself. They'd caught wind, very cheap Faro and Bowl. They're going to buy some. But the worst thing about it was, this is what upset me. They were on the phone to their other friends in Dublin.
Oh, they were buying.
They were buying for other people.
Yeah.
They're going, come here, there's loads of this left. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I used to play bass for Phil, innit?
Yeah,
you know?
Brush Shields actually.
Brush Shields stopped me.
Pissed me off already.
Yeah. So I got exactly that feeling. I was going, oh, I'm not enjoying this. You're down in Sligo and you're buying our paint.
Taking our paint.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just buying it for yourself. Fair usage. You were buying it for your friends and your mother and everything else that was going on about Dublin. Bringing it back to Dublin.
Yeah. Bringing our paint
back
to Dublin.
And they were very clearly on the phone going, yeah, we're after coming down this morning. We heard was a load of paint going free. I was going,
So you took off your top.
So I was trying to make sense of the Faro and Bowl fucking, because it's stupid stuff, French grey number 87. And you're going, what in the name of God is that?
Is it white or blue?
It's fucking powdery green.
Yeah, they're a load of bollocks.
I was flat out, and she was still talking to her friends and I couldn't make any decisions.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed.
Not allowed. No way
would you
be allowed.
So I was pulling tins off the shelves and putting them on the ground beside me.
Oh yeah.
Because things were getting that competitive.
Jesus.
The lady on the counter said, make sure you get a trolley. Put the stuff on the trolley, but watch the trolley because people are taking stuff out of the trolleys.
Is it gone that bad?
That's how bad it had gotten.
Black Friday?
It was like Black Friday. But then they left. And Laura, finally, I managed to get her away from the friends. She had a good chat. She came round. She started making decisions. But then another couple landed in beside us.
Yeah.
And we became the dubs.
Oh, no.
Because we were the ones that had them there, and they came in and you could feel the tension between us. So we only ended up getting about five tins.
Do you want to start? So
there was only 5 days and colours left.
It sounded like for the first couple you might have started fighting. But yeah. You said the tension that built up between you.
I morphed into the Dublin couple.
Yeah.
So the Dublin couple took what they needed and left. And then we became the resident hovering couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it wasn't a nice feeling.
So there was knock on effect of that. Would you not just start kissing?
You should have
not you and Laura, kissing maybe
kissing
the other
couple.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You should have started kissing the fella.
She just started shifting him.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have diffused it.
There's two different ways you can deal with tension.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Or shifting.
Or kissing.
Right.
Do you make love or war, Ray?
Okay. I'll know that for again.
Start kissing.
Bottom line, you'd be delighted to hear I saved €1,000 on paint.
I'm delighted with that now, actually. Yeah. You can put that towards the van, can you? What was left in the home base by
nothing.
For a
nothing. There was bits of wood. There was a couple of rollers. There was more bits of wood. There was a big load of cushions going for €6.
Yeah. No one buys the cushions.
No one buys the cushions, but there were two shit colours.
The amount of storage containers they have. You they were like all gone. Plastic boxes.
Yeah. It's very sad now to say that, but it's great the staff are going to be kept out of range.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because I was about to make a joke that they don't have jobs anymore, but that, I'm glad now I didn't do that.
I have two shout-outs.
Go on. I have a shout-out as well, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you do your shout-out first while I look for mine.
Connor,
oh, I know their names.
Connor and Sally got engaged.
Connor and Sally got engaged.
Now,
unreal.
We met them, I met them, myself and Laura met them in the Riverside Hotel.
Yeah.
On a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
We were in having a small bit of a turkey roast.
You were.
And Connor and Sally came up to us. Sally, obviously, this is the way couples go. Sally spoke to Laura.
She did.
And Connor talked to me.
No.
So I was chatting to Connor. I was like, well, what's the crack? I said, you were having a pint. He said, I was. He said, I had to have a few settlers today because I went in an awful bender yesterday.
Right.
And I was going, right. And how many pints did you drink, Connor? He said, I must have drank the far side of 15. They were down in Galway. 15 pints over the course of a day.
God almighty.
Right?
Yeah.
Little did I know that then the following day, so that was a Saturday. So the following day then was a Sunday. How would you feel after 15 pints on a Saturday?
I would feel like maybe
dying.
Like hopping out the window here. Yeah. How high up are we? I'd hop out that window.
He then proceeded to tell me that his rear end was not the better for it. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
On the Sunday.
Jesus Christ.
And then I said, I'd say you were queer shook. And he said, yeah. And then.
Why do you say names? Why
then
say
Sally
names?
Said,
yeah.
By the way, we got engaged. And I said, excuse me? I said, Connor, how did we just have a conversation about how many pints you drank? And how bad it affected your arse. And you didn't think to mention that you actually proposed to your partner this morning. It was a Sunday morning. He went out to killing a spug prawn or whatever you call that place out in Strand Hill. So with all the shiting he was doing, he went out to killing a spug prawn.
You said, well, any news with you? And he said, not really, no, my arse is a bit. My ring is fucked.
Absolutely fucked. And she then said,
do you
want
to see my ring?
Yeah.
That's fucking unbelievable.
And really, the ring you should have been told me about was hers.
That's unreal. I love that about fellas, that they're like.
But I said this to him. I said, do you not think that would be the leading point? Honey crack, you're having a pint. What's the story? Yeah. He should have said, yeah, I went down on one knee this morning on the beach and I proposed to herself. But no, not a word about that. He was just.
Oh my God.
So amazing. I just thought that was. It real sums up fellas.
Yeah.
That we don't.
No, no we have no. In, no. Yeah.
No, and only for Sally told us, the two of them would have left and we would have seen it on Instagram and gone, I thought that man was sick today.
I mean, Nick Laughlin says to me, like, when I'm off meeting people, like, how is your man? Like, any, you know, and I'd be like, sure, I don't know.
I don't know, I didn't ask him.
And she'd be like, you spent 3 days with him on a stag.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Were you talking to him? Yeah, I was talking to him every day.
Yeah.
Well, did you not ask him this?
No. Congratulations to Sally and Connor, anyway. Fair play to you.
I want to shout out she friend, not Alan.
What?
I want to shout out she friend.
Oh,
but
this
not,
is the two
but,
from
but
the.
But not Alan.
This is the. He said, don't shout me out, didn't he?
No, she said, don't be shouting him out now. Just shout me out.
Oh, yeah. Well, then don't shout out
Don't shout out Alan.
This is the pair from the Knocked Carousel Till GA dinner dance that we were at on Friday night.
Fair play to them. They were podcast sisters. It was class. It was class to meet them. It was class to play for them. He is a young gentleman who was chairman of the biggest club in Connacht, like.
But you're not allowed to mention that.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
You can't shout him out.
Oh, yeah, but not him. Anyway, no. She organised all the crack. We want to say a big shout out to them.
Yeah.
And so we'll see you at next year's one. I forgot to tell you the price went up. We'll see you at next year's one. No.
Next year, yeah. I have one more as well.
Go on.
James Doak. D-O-A-K.
Doak.
Yeah. Is it Doak?
Yeah,
have you heard of that name before?
Yeah.
Where? Doak. Where was it? I've never heard of a Doak in my life.
That's a Doak. That's Oak. Look at that Doak.
No. Well, have you heard of his name?
Yeah, I know it's called Doak, like, yeah.
Right.
100%. I've never been more...
It wouldn't be a rural name now. Where would you find the Dokes?
I'd say Doak is probably... There's a guy who plays Liverpool called Doak.
Brian, have you heard of the Dokes before? No.
You know Jimmy Doak?
No.
You know that joke.
Anyway, shout out to James Doak. Yeah.
James Doak.
He's after binge listening to all 276 episodes in 2 months.
Fuck me.
The owl boy would often ask why I was laughing whilst milking the cows.
Jesus Christ.
Big shout out to Melvin Doak, who is listening over in New Zealand.
Go away.
Now.
276 episodes in 2 months.
2 months is not right. And that is... This would be magic for him now, a new episode having waited a week or two.
Imagine now if he was like... Because what happens now is he's like, geez, I have to wait a week now. Like,
yeah, it's shit.
You know what it's everything.
Some people go through it. No. And also, Lily Goosewax, what's her face? Caroline.
Yeah.
She's brought in Thailand. She's getting a big TikTok following.
She's still over in Thailand.
Still over in Thailand.
Did she move there?
I don't think so. I think she went on an elongated holiday.
Jesus.
But she, last time I seen her, she was getting, she was in a little circular boat and she was getting spun right around.
Spin me right around, baby. Well, a shout out to you, Lily Goose. I'm glad you're listening to us in Thailand as well. Yeah,
that's it. That's all my things.
That's all the crack. But sure, Brian, thanks a million for coming in and not flicking the keys off yourself.
Yeah.
Where did the
flicking the keys off yourself come from? Because I actually was thinking about it today. Yeah, it's an interesting
But we've been saying that for years.
We have, yeah.
I have no idea.
And there's an innuendo there, obviously. And Brian didn't flick the keys off himself.
But is there though, really? I don't know where I came up with that. Like,
okay.
I don't know how. I don't even know if there is.
Sounds like an innuendo to me.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Ray, fair play to me.
And fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavo.